is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show, every weekday afternoon on Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks, with you. Coming up this weekend, the divisional rounds of the NFL playoffs. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. And if it's a playoffs, we know Tom Brady's going to be a part of it, just in a different uniform this weekend. Jim McBride, longtime Patriots beat writer with the Boston Globe, joins us now. Jim, first of all, Happy New Year to you and your family. And you know, how strange is it for you to see and be looking at a playoffs and see Tom Brady still out there, but it's not the New England Patriots?
Yeah, it's very strange. You know, normally I'd be spending this week, writing preview stories and being at practice and, you know, just being around the Patriots as general, because usually, you know, we plan to be late January, early February on the Patriots beat. So very strange to not be covering the Patriots at this time of year, but, there is a little familiarity when you turn on your TV and I see Tom in a still playing, but in a different uniform. So I have to say that game against Washington last week was kind of surreal to watch, to think that was the playoffs and, Tom's there and we're not.
If it's, say, the Saints, for example, we get the feeling that Drew Brees, you know, any given time, this could be his final game. If they don't advance, we may never see Drew Brees in an NFL uniform again. What's your gut feeling telling you about Tom Brady as far as when the end is near?
Yeah, I think he plays next year, too. I know he signed a two-year contract with the Buccaneers, and I fully expect that he'll be, he'll fulfill that contract. And, you know, depending on how they do, I could see him walking away at the end of that contract if they win another Super Bowl. If they win a Super Bowl, I should say. If he's still feeling good, even if they don't, I would see him trying to prolong his career, because clearly he still is able to get the job done. I mean, he's still playing at a really high level. I know that he's probably not a top five quarterback in the NFL anymore, but he's pretty darn close. And, he's got the cerebral part of the game down, and, he's surrounded with such good weapons in Tampa Bay. And, those, I'm sure they'll make an effort to even keep, all of those guys as long as they can. And I think as long as Tom feels healthy, he's going to keep playing. So I'm not sure I know he's stayed at 45 in the past, and I, 43 now, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he's playing at 45 or even 46, if he's protected as well as he's been protected over the second half of this season in Tampa Bay.
I threw this number out yesterday. When you take in consideration regular season games, postseason games, the only player, and he's got about a 5,000-yard edge over Drew Brees, but the only player to pass for over 90,000 combined yards in regular season and playoff games. And just think about that number. It's such a large number. We kind of take it for granted until you break it down on how many 20-yard passes that you would have to complete to get to that number.
Yeah, and you think about, he's played 20 seasons, but he's played so many playoff games. It's almost like he's played three extra seasons, because he's just, he's been there every year and usually making a deep run. So it's amazing. It really is when you think about it, what he's been able to do. A guy that was really an afterthought in the draft, and really an afterthought when he got to New England at first, and the chances opened up for him. And talk about a guy that's made the most of them and still making the most of them. It's kind of incredible to see the number of players that he's played with that have now gone on to different careers, especially in the media, and Tom just keeps on ticking.
We've discussed this before about the importance of legacy, especially when Tom Brady was still the quarterback with the Patriots and you had Bill Belichick and you had Robert Kraft, the owner. Tom Brady has always been that individual would find whatever ways to motivate himself, to use that little, get that extra edge, those little extra intangibles. How much do you still think that even this year, and here's Tampa Bay in the playoffs, the Patriots didn't make the playoffs, how much do you think it still drives him?
Well, I think it drives him incredible. He's always been a guy that's played with a chip on his shoulder, and he's played that way, when he was a rookie or second year in the league, and he played that way last year when I was around him. He still would find any edge to perceive slight or to kind of motivate him. And I think a lot of people thought that maybe Bill was the guy that motivated him behind the scenes, but I think both of these guys are self-motivated men, and you know, it was the ultimate combination for 20 years, but I don't think that either one of them ever thought, you know, oh, I'd really love to prove that I could win without Tom, or I'd really love to prove I could win without Bill. I just think they appreciated the fact that they had each other for that long.
You know, I still think it's, you know, anything's possible in sports, but when you start, you know, we look at that edge that Tom Brady plays with. You know, Drew Brees, you know, kind of has the same thing. You know, he was always told he wasn't tall enough, and so they both play with a little bit of an edge like that, a little chip on their shoulders. But when they retire, I really think their numbers will be untouchable. And look, it's not that there's going to be, I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes, off to a great start. But then you start thinking about how many years that he has to be able to do this to be in that same conversation as far as the stats that we've seen with Tom Brady and Drew Brees, for example. And then you throw in the money factor and the fact that your body takes it with all those hits, going to take a toll as well on the body. I don't know if these numbers will be touched.
Yeah, I think that's one of the overlooked, you know, aspects of the Patriots dynasty of the last 20 years or so, is the fact that they were able to manage the salary cap and keep winning with guys that weren't commanding top salaries or didn't you know, might have been past their prime a little bit. But, you know, you look at a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that, you know, probably the favorites to win the Super Bowl again after winning last year. And, you know, pretty soon those bills come due to pay some of those other players other than Patrick Mahomes. You know, and they paid him a boatload of money. But they never really had to pay Tom a boatload of money because he never took, you know, being the most highly paid quarterback in the league wasn't always a big motivation for him. Now, you know, obviously his wife makes a ton of money too, so that helps. But, you know, to be able to negotiate that salary cap and get guys that are still playing at a high level but not, you know, commanding that high level salary is really a trick in this league. It's hard to do. Like, you have that window when a quarterback's on his rookie contract. If he can win while he's on a rookie contract, that really helps.
Did he ever ask for, like, any kind of percentage of ownership with the Patriots?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, he did have, you know, the TB12 sports therapy clinics that he's, you know, involved in, and he had a huge one of those down at Foxborough at Gillette Stadium, which is, I think, is still there. So, you know, he made money outside of his Patriots salary. And certainly, you know, being tied to Foxborough Stadium or Gillette Stadium certainly helps.
When you look at the Patriots moving forward 2021 and beyond, I mean, from the fans' perspective, you know, how long is the wait? How long is the – because, you know, once you've enjoyed the kind of success the Patriots enjoyed, just like if you're a fan of the Yankees, and it's going to be the same way when Nick Saban leaves Alabama, you know, you're going to be looking for that same type of maintained success. How patient are the Patriots fans?
Not very. You know, and like you said, it comes from you know, success, and they want to keep having that success. But, you know, it takes a while to rebuild things in the NFL, and it's off. You know, it's often cyclical. I mean, if you look at the Bills, there they are in the playoffs again now. I mean, it took them forever to win a playoff game, and, you know, they hadn't won the AFC East in 20 years, and you know, we all remember when I was younger, the Bills were the dominant team in the AFC East, winning the AFC 4 years in a row and going to the Super Bowl. And
right,
it took them a long time to rebuild. I don't know that the Patriots fans are going to be that patient. You know, they want to win now, and this is going to be the most interesting offseason in a long time. I mean, I thought last year would be, but the coronavirus kind of, you know, as it affected everything in this country, it kind of affected the rebuild and the roster building. So this will be a real interesting year between free agency and the draft for the Patriots.
Jim, this happened right as we were getting you on the air. Wanted to get your thoughts on it. A team with a lot of money under the salary cap just hired Urban Meyer, a coach 30-plus years as far as college ranks with that experience as far as coaching college. No experience whatsoever as far as coaching in the NFL. How do you think this plays out for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, you know, Coach Meyer's offenses, you know, where he's had success and obviously many stops in at Utah and Florida and Ohio State, he had that kind of that mobile quarterback, and a quarterback that took a lot of punishment. And, you know, I think they're in line to draft Trevor Lawrence. And we'll see if Coach Meyer kind of adapts his offense a little bit to go more to the passing game than he is to the multi-use quarterback. Because, you know, I don't think he's ever had a quarterback that's had real success at the NFL level. So I wonder how his offense that he ran so well in college translates to the NFL. But be very interesting to see. That's certainly a very, you know, appealing job to have with the cap space, with Trevor Lawrence coming in, and not a bad place to live either.
Absolutely. Hey, before we let you go, remind everybody again how they could keep up with your coverage with the Boston Globe.
Sure, you can read my stories at bostonglobe.com/sports or follow me on Twitter at Globe Jim McBride.
Hey, Jim, it's always fun having you on. Look forward to talking to you again soon, but until then, stay safe.
Sounds good, Johnny. You too. Thank you.
All right, buddy.